And then we may say, going a little deeper, that the Indians, I know we're generalizing here rather furiously, but I think one can generalize to this extent in this way, the Indians tend to be rather mystical, using the word mystical rather loosely. The Indian is very aware of the presence of the other world. He's very aware of transcendental values. If you just meet someone casually, accidentally in India, it may be on a bus or a tram, or it may be in a train, or it may be walking along the road. You can get into conversation, you can get into discussion about religious things, about mystical things, very, very easily and very quickly. It's a sort of language that the Indian understands. It's a sort of outlook which he accepts, which in a sense he takes for granted. It's a sort of approach which he finds very easy to make. If you start speaking to him in terms of the spirit, things transcendental, ultimate reality, the Indian knows at once what you are talking about. But on the practical level, the Indian tends to be rather impractical, not to say improvident, not to say even unreliable, not to say even vague. This is the Indian character, this is the Indian temperament. But on the other hand, the Tibetan? I know in this country people like to think of the Tibetans as mysterious, exotic, occult people, either levitating or flying through the air or opening their third eyes. But this is not what the Tibetans are like at all. And as I've said, as I told you at the beginning, I have lived in Kalimpong and among Tibetans much of the time for 14 years. And believe me, there is no people on earth, I think, more practical than the Tibetans. If the Indians are mystical, the Tibetans are practical. They're hard-headed. They're fond of business. They know all about money. Even the monks are good at financial transactions. Well, this gives a very different picture of the Tibetans. But this practicality goes very deep in them. It's in their bones, as it were. And I've noticed this in Kalimpong when I've had to get people to do work. Or even when I had to employ people sometimes, you give a job to an Indian, I'm sorry to say it usually isn't well done, but you give it to a Tibetan, even if he has never done that job before, he will study it, he'll find out all about it, he'll understand it, and then he'll do it. And it may sound surprising, but Tibetans, we find, or have found, when they come to India, make very, very good motor mechanics. They take very well to anything mechanical, anything constructive. They'll puzzle it out, they'll find the secret of it, and they'll do it. The Indian is not like that, except perhaps the Sikh, who is rather an exception. So, therefore, I say that whereas the Indian is mystical, whereas the Indian very often has his head up in the clouds and his feet just floating above the earth, the Tibetan is very practical indeed, and his feet are right firmly planted on the earth. And I think this is one of the things that one has to understand about the Tibetans. And they have this sort of practical, down-to-earth approach when it comes to their religious life also, as I hope we shall see in the course of these lectures.